The party of two-wheeled pedal riders proved to be a success again over the weekend with Ciclavia. Tens of thousands showed up for Sunday's event, which closes streets in one stretch of town to cars and trucks, but encourages foot and bicycle traffic. The event celebrated 5 years, just as a study is released today showing how good Ciclavia is for the air around those neighborhoods. But even so, transit ridership is falling. Here to talk about all of that is Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Let's start with what Ciclavia is and what it was set up to do.
Well, what it is, in the context of Los Angeles, is a huge success. About 5 years ago, Aaron Paley and some friends came up with this idea, or actually executed an idea he'd had for a while, to get the city to approve closing streets, inviting people out to ride their bikes, their skateboards, their roller skates, everything that they would want, or just to walk, push their baby stroller. And no one really knew how it would go over, but it's a huge success. And everybody who goes to Ciclavia, and I've been to several, not to everyone, is pretty happy about it. And you can just tell it's a big outdoor cultural event for Los Angeles that happens about every 3 months. And people mostly love it. Now, that's not to say I don't get pushback. Whenever I write about it at LA Observed, I do hear from people a little grumbling about it.
Because they close roads, right?
Which is
inconvenient.
Streets, or if you live downtown, where the Ciclavias tend to go back to, because that was the most successful ones have been downtown, people there are a little tired of their streets being closed over the weekends for filming, for community events, for rock concerts, all kinds of things.
Let's talk about this study about air quality around the routes that Ciclavia takes. UCLA, your employer, to disclose fully, came out with this study.
Yes, the UCLA School of Public Health studied the air quality around the host neighborhoods when a Ciclavia is in effect and found that there's significant improvement in air quality. They previously had found that there's a significant bump up in commercial activity around Ciclavia routes. So complaints of businesses is one of the things that people use to argue against Ciclavia, and there's evidence showing that it's a bump up for businesses. And now this new study saying, yeah, you know, it does contribute to clean air, and that's not too surprising either. You take the cars out of a neighborhood for
no more exhaust.
A few hours of the day, and that's probably a pretty good thing.
Meanwhile, this is also a bit disturbing. Metro ridership seems to be on the decline now, especially as Metro is increasing its footprint all across LA County.
Well, it's funny, because in the context of Ciclavia is also sort of an ideological event for a lot of people. People see it as a signifier that Los Angeles is giving up its love affair for the car and moving toward public transportation. And it's always a little overstated every time it's stated, but I see where people are coming from. But the latest numbers show that the ridership on Metro lines, the rail lines, and most of the bus lines is down over the last few years, and for complicated reasons that Metro's struggling to explain. There was a fare hike a little more than a year ago, and that has to be a factor. They also decided to start actually checking people to see whether they had tickets. They also make a point that the state law allowing undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses has made a measurable dent in ridership on buses, and it just goes back to the thing. When people have the option to drive in Los Angeles, they often choose that option over buses because they're more convenient.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.